Parsha, Parsha B'chukosai. I'm going to say over one of my favorite Divrei Torah that I heard many years ago from Rabbi Zev Lef Shlita. I'll say that over in a moment. But before I do so, I mean, anybody who followed the news a little bit, listened to the radio a little bit, understand that this past week was a very intense week in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, they're talking about, they said, what I heard is that the Israeli army, Air Force, the kind of damage that they set forth on Iran positions in Syria is probably the biggest attack that Israel has done in the last, I don't know, since the Yom Kippur War, which is almost about 50 years ago. It's pretty wild. And, you know, the threats and the dangers that are going on is very real. And but open up this week's parasha, it's very, very clear. If you follow the Torah, and certainly we know, if you follow the Torah, if you are male in Torah, if you're omel by Torah, if you toil in Torah, you work hard in Torah, and you guard the mitzvos, right? What's going to happen? Right? This week's parasha mamish. So we have to remind ourselves that when Klal Yisrael, we're always in certain dangers. I mean, we have many shivim ze'evim, 70 wolves that are surrounding us that want to annihilate us, and yet we're still here, Baruch Hashem. Klal Yisrael, the greatest miracle is that the Jewish people are still around. And we have to remind ourselves that what really wins, what's the driving force behind our survival is our adherence to the mitzvahs and our toiling in Torah. I had a tremendous nachas this past week that my son told me that he was on the bus, on the Eged bus, and the bus driver was wearing a yarmulke, and he must have been listening to a more secular radio program. And the radio program said the news and so on, said, oh, we're okay, we don't have to worry because Tzahal is going to take care of us. Like the army, they're so good, the Air Force. And my son was going to tell the driver, how can you have such a radio program on your bus wearing yarmulke? I'm saying, that's the Torah warns us about this. Don't say kochi ve'otzim yadi asalias chayal zeh. It's in Sefer Devarim. I forgot exactly which parsha. Right, that's the danger. When we think it's our handiwork and our strength that's protecting us. Right, I'm not saying we don't have to do a shtadlis. I'm not saying we don't have to have an Air Force. That's not true. But that's the shtadlis that we have to do. But a person has to understand that it's Hashem that's protecting us. And there's no two ways about it. It's pashut like that. That's number one. So really just chizuk in that area that this is we're always in danger. And certainly now it's very clear and present. And we have to remember that if we observe the mitzvahs and we toil in Torah, then as the Torah says, v'natasi shalom ba'aretz, we're going to have peace in the world. Now, what Rabbi Zev Lef said many years ago, and I always like to say it over, and it's such an important lesson, is that we know in Mechukosei Teleichu, v'etzmitzvosei Teshmoru, who actually says, if mitzvosei Teshmoru is talking about guarding the mitzvahs, what's Mechukosei Teleichu talking about? So Rashi tells us, Shetuyah Meilem HaTorah, you should toil in Torah, you shouldn't just observe the mitzvahs, you have to work hard. Now, then we're going to have a lot of brachos. But what's the flip side? The flip side is later on, v'im lo tishmuli. If we don't listen to Hashem, lo sasu, we don't do the mitzvahs. And if we find the mitzvahs disgusting, right? If you become disgusted by them, and then you don't build the asos, and you don't do the mitzvahs. And Rashi explains all these things. And then, lahafrachem is brisi, you're going to basically reject the covenant with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Rashi explains all those steps as they were mentioned, and at the end, he summarized them. So let me show you in Rashi. Look at the Rashi says. The Rashi says, "Lahafrachem is brisa." Here we go. Koifer beikar. You're going to deny the existence of Hashem. So I didn't say. What was the first step? The first step was lo sishmuli. Right? You're not going to listen to me. Well, and Rashi says over there, lios amelim v'tar das mishuch chachamim. Right? The first wrong thing is that we don't try hard in our learning. The first positive aspect is to work hard in Torah. The first negative aspect is lo sishmuli. We don't listen. And that what that means, Rashi tells us, lo sishmuli lios amelim v'tar, to work hard in Torah. So one would think that working hard in Torah is okay. You know what? If you don't work hard in learning Torah, you don't work hard in your avodas Hashem, big deal, but you'll still be a nice person. You still observe some mitzvahs. You know what's going to happen? The Torah is telling us it's a 7-step slippery slope process to deny Hashem's existence. And Rashi says it very clearly. He summarizes it in that Rashi. There's seven transgressions. Harishona gores hashnia. One causes the next one. These are they. Lo lamad. You don't learn, right? You don't toil. You don't try to learn. Lo asa. If you don't learn, you don't do. Right? Then what happens next? Mois ba'chem ha'osim. You find it disgusting, other people that do it. You're such a frum guy. What are you doing? Sonei sachem. You hate the rabbis. Monei asachem. You prevent other people from doing the mitzvahs. Kofer b'mitzvahs. You deny the mitzvahs. And then ultimately, kofer b'ikar. I don't want to say the words crazy, but it's just, can you imagine? Just because you don't toil, you don't learn properly, you end up denying the existence of Hashem? How many people do we know that don't necessarily learn and work hard in their avodas Hashem? Well, we call them non-believers? So it's a very big chiddush. So Rezev Lev said the following story to drive home this point. And it's a relatively sad story. And it really, expresses this point. He said he was a rabbi in Miami many, many years ago. And he used to speak about, different halachas during between Mincha Ma'ariv. So one time he was speaking about Hilchas Borer. Now Hilchas Borer, it's somewhat complicated. And many people unfortunately don't know about it. And he said somebody who wasn't so learned, who only came for a yard site, came to shul for to say Kaddish for a yard site. And he sat in between Mincha Ma'ariv and he heard this shir about Borer. And he went up to the rabbi after and he says, I don't know what you're talking about. I've been, Shomer Shabbat my whole life. I never heard of Borer. It must be, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as Borer. So from that story, he understood, this is the pshat. If a person's not willing to learn something new that he's never heard of before, then he's basically on his way to be kofer b'ikar. And he developed the following idea, right? A guy walks in, he hears there's such a thing as Borer. And for his whole life, he's 40 years old, he's 50 years old, whatever it is. His whole life, he never heard such a thing. So what did he say? Lo lamad. I'm not going to learn about Borer, and that's such a thing. Shomer Shabbos means you don't turn on the light, you don't drive a car. What are you talking about, this Borer business? You can't take, the pretzels that you don't like away from the nuts that are mixed together. What are you talking about? Right? You can't take the bones away from pull the bones out from the meat. What are you talking about? So lo lamad, he's not willing to learn about it, right? That's what happened. He wasn't willing to. So what's going to happen next? Lo asa. He's certainly not going to observe the lachos of Borer. Mois b'chem ra'osim. He's going to see his friend who actually sat in the shir. He's going to see him observing the halachos b'Borer. He's going to say, what are you doing? Because obviously he feels insecure about the fact that he didn't learn about it. He doesn't know about it. So in esachom, he's going to say, Rabbi? What rabbis? Rabbis talks about ridiculous things. He talks about separating, the almonds that you don't like in the salad. What are you talking about? So then monei asachir, what's going to happen is he starts making people feel better, they're observing the halacha, and they start bashing the rabbis because the rabbis told them something about Hilchos Borer. He's going to prevent other people from doing it because people are going to feel bad. Like, oh, he's making fun of me, which it happens to be, if I'm not mistaken, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, it says right away, don't fall to that trap. Don't let people mock you. If people mock you doing the right thing, don't worry about it. Right? Kofer b'mitzvah, he's going to say, mitzvah? Like, this is not a mitzvah. You're going to deny this mitzvah. Now, if you deny one mitzvah, who's to say you're not going to deny more mitzvahs? And then ultimately, kofer b'ikar. But you see, like a real life example, that a person who doesn't necessarily is not willing to learn and admit that maybe there's something he doesn't know, and he's not willing to work on it and learn, so he's going to be destined for a terrible outcome, terrible results of being kofer b'ikar. And I think this is so true. Oftentimes, we grow up in a certain way, and we hear a halacha. What? That's a halacha? What are you talking about? Like, for example, in the Shulchan Aruch, I was learning recently. Right, we know that you're supposed to put on your right shoe first because everything in Torah many times we speak about the right. Somebody can say, what are you talking about? There's a way to put on your shoes. Where does it say it in the Torah? Right? Where does it say it in the Torah? So it's brought down in halacha. That's a halacha. That's a halacha. You want to tell me it's hard for you to accept it? You don't understand it yet? But to say there's no such thing, you're not willing to learn about it? And you can come up with many halachas like this. Right? There's so many different halachas. People didn't, I didn't know that. I didn't know you have to make a bracha like that. I didn't know all these kinds of things. And I think it's such a sad reality. But the Torah is already predicted. The Torah says it. If you don't work hard and try to understand the Torah, and because I have my life, I do my thing. I'm an Orthodox Jew. I don't drive on Shabbos. I go to shul. I do my thing. But that's not gonna get you too far, because if a person's not willing to toil and to understand more about Torah and mitzvos, so then unfortunately he's doomed to go on this terrible seven step downfall down to being kofar b'ikr. And I think, I think in life that, you know, a boy comes to yeshiva, he gets excited and he gets into learning and mitzvahs, and you know, there's two ways of approaching it. A person can say, you know, I'm working to get there. I understand that's the MS, but I'm not there yet. That's one approach. And a person could be his whole life trying to work on himself and learn more and try to work on himself. Another person says, no, I am who I am. You know, yeshiva was yeshiva. That's not true, or that doesn't make any sense, or something like that. And then ultimately, that person is going to head downwards. And it's a very, very, very scary reality. And a person has to be aware of this. And if a person's aware of this, then certainly he can combat it, and he can continue to grow. But if a person's not aware of this, he'll wind up really, and unfortunately, it happens that he'll wind up saying, you know what? There's no such thing. You can't pick and choose. You know, you can say that it's hard for me. I want to get there, and so on and so forth. But to discredit any part of the Torah, any halacha, is very, 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 very dangerous. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I wanted to add something new this year. So I just found in a little shabbat something about Amelos Batorah. There's many stories about Amelos Batorah. And I saw the Reb Chaim, Zilberstein quotes Reb Chaim Volozhiner from Nefesh Chaim, speaks about how important it is to learn Torah Lishma. How important it is to learn Torah Lishma, for no other reason than to learn the Torah. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Nefesh Chaim, seems to say that it's very hard to learn Torah Lishma. Very hard to learn Torah Lishma. So Shach asked the question, he said, I understand, what's so hard about learning Lishma? What's so hard about learning Torah Lishma? Why is it so hard? Right? Because in reality, what do? We learn in order to know and to understand. We want to know how to observe the mitzvahs. We want to understand things. So what's pshat that it's so hard? So Shach explained like this. He said that what does it mean Torah Lishma? That Torah is nogeh to me, which means is that when I'm learning, it's there to change me. I need to change from it. Right? Like the Garrison Rabban says, whenever you get it from learning, you try to figure out something that you can take from it and work on yourself for. That it's not just, it's a subject, I learned about Makos, very good, or I learned about Sukkah, and okay, that's the halacha. And this obviously pertains to what we said before, it means to incorporate it into your life. Because if it doesn't, it's not incorporated into your life, if you can't incorporate it into your life, then it's not connected to you. And Torah Lishma means a person uses it in order to not just understand, but in order to fulfill the Torah, in order to work on himself to become a better, a bigger Ben Torah, a bigger Ben Aliyah, right? Let me just quote for you. What does it mean to fulfill something from your learning? What does it mean, Lishma? Shani muchan la'asot ma'apicha shel mamash b'kol ma'asher k'shur l'derech ha'chaim shli. I'm willing to even turn over my whole life in order to fit my life into the Torah, and to understand what my motivations are and what I need to do, and everything should be done through the Torah. That's Torah Lishma, and that's very hard. To go ahead and learn things and really incorporate and really internalize it, that's very hard. Right? I don't have anything, I don't have my own identity or my own wills, right? Like the Mishnah Avos says, you're supposed to move out to your rotzen to the rotzen of Hashem. Everything's connected to Torah, and I have to adapt my life to the Torah, not adapt the Torah to my life. And Rav Shach quotes a story, the Gemara in Pesachim tells us in Daf Samech Vav Beis that there's a mice of a Tana that forgot one halacha. Right, and when he forgot one halacha, he basically resigned from being the head of the Rosh Yeshiva, and he gave over his seat to somebody else who remembered the halacha. So Rav Shach asked, "I don't understand." That's what he right. The Rosh, can you imagine Rosh Yeshiva forgot one halacha and somebody else filled him in? He steps down. That makes sense. It's very, very difficult to understand. Why does it make any sense? Right. So you know, if we would adapt that protocol. So then we would change Rosh Yeshivas all the time. I'm not saying they would forget things, but in general, right? One Rosh Yeshiva forgot this, and then another Talmud Chacham in the basement just knew the answer. So he's the Rosh Yeshiva the next day. What's pshat? How could that be? So Rosh Shach explained the following. He said like this. I'm going to quote it. But if you look at the Torah with real Torah eyes, that is totally lishma. If we remove any type of personal bias that we may have. If we really believe that we adapt ourselves to the Torah, and there is a halacha that one halacha that the Rosh Yeshiva forgot, or the head of the Yeshiva, whatever it is, that the Rosh Yeshiva forgot, or the head of the Yeshiva, whatever it is, for adiv lahatziv oto bereishit ha'yeshiva. So if somebody else knows it, it's not about me. It's all about the Torah. If somebody else actually knows the halacha, and it's all about the Torah, so then he takes the place. Ki tovasum shalom demhi. The whole point of Torah, the whole point is for the benefit of the people learning Torah, and for the enhancement of the Limanat Torah. It's not about, oh, his honor, or his prestige, or his... No. Nochon she'ar hayom ani hayisi Rosh Yeshiva. Yes, you're right. Until today I was a Rosh Yeshiva. Aval lo yikra shum davar im hayom v'halo hi Hashem shom Rosh Yeshiva acher. It doesn't make a difference. There's nothing... You're right. It feels... The Rosh Yeshiva, there was a Tana who stepped down. You're right. For him personally, it'll be devastating. But for the Torah... Better for the Torah if it's really true that somebody else had the halacha. Hashgacha zu tatzuf al pnei hashetach rak im ani lo yaklab betuna. You can only have such a concept that somebody steps down from Rosh Yeshiva if he doesn't know the halacha, if everything's about the Torah, learning it and fulfilling it. Everything is about the honor and the will of the Torah. That's called Torah Lishma. And it's a very important idea. That first of all, Torah Lishma means, right? Oftentimes, when a person, what does it mean, Torah Lishma, right? When we have the chazer, we have incentives, and we have people watching, so we come to Seder. But what about when nobody's watching? What about when there's no incentives? Do we mamash go ahead? And I think a person should try. That's what they say. Each person should try. You know, even in his room, or when nobody's knowing, nobody knows. Learn an extra 5 minutes, just totally Lishma. But you see over here, what does it mean, Torah Lishma? Torah Lishma means that it's all about, it's not about me, it's about the Torah. How can I go ahead and adapt the Torah to my life? And not that we have to change the Torah to fit into our lives, but we change our lives to fit in the Torah. That's what Torah Lishma is. And we have no bias. It's not about us, it's about Limud HaTorah, supporting Torah, enhancing the Torah and promoting the Torah. And just to review the first episode, that when we hear a halacha that we're unfamiliar with, our reaction is like, baloney, never heard of such a thing, doesn't exist. No! Do research, understand it, say, you know what, this is the Torah. And you know what, if we're not there, I'm sure many times the Shana Aleph boys hear, what? That's usher? Yes, it's usher. It's hard for you? Okay, so work on it. Try to get there. But chas v'shalom say, I'm not going to learn about it because it's not, you know, whatever. And then don't do it. And then, you're blankety blank. You observe that halacha? What's wrong with you? That's the slippery slope, and that's the danger. A person has to understand. We have a rich, rich history of Seira in halacha, Torah Shel Chsav, Torah Shebal Peh. We have Gedarim, we have Dinei Derabanan, we have Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's all real. And we have to go ahead and we have to adapt our lives to the Torah that's been with us, the Torah Shebal Chsav and the Torah Shebal Peh that's been with Klai Yisrael for many years. And when we do that, Be'ez Hashem, V'nasati, Shalom Ba'aretz. Then Be'ez Hashem will have Shalom Ba'aretz.
Amen.
See ya.